Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Unitego girls visiting Sydney tonight here on WCDO, our Butler Auto pregame show. Glad to have you along. Also, listening online tonight, that free audio stream, WCDOsports.com. It's brought to you by SFCU. Coach is going to have the Unitego starters here tonight.
All right, we have senior number 3, guard Avery James. Junior number 4, guard Nika Hurlbert. Junior number 11, guard Harley Bertzel. Senior number 15, forward Gracie Tilt. And junior number 20, forward Raylan Parks. The Spartans are coached by Bob Z and assisted by Brian Bertzel.
On the other side for the Sydney Sabres and first-year head coach Nikki Tom, who's doing a great job with this program after taking over for Donnie Pierce. They will start with sophomore number 12, Ayla Gronwall, a sophomore number 20, Bella Conroy, a sophomore number 23, Chloe Vandersamen, a senior number 44, Nayla Miley, and a senior number 52, Lennon Swain. Sydney is in the white uniforms, the maroon, the gray trim, says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. Unitego is in the dark green uniforms, the white trim, a little bit of black in there as well, says Unitego in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Spartans will be going left to right on your radio dial, and Sydney right to left. A huge one in the MAC tonight. I mean, you talk about the MAC this year. Unitego, BG, Sydney, Delhi. It's going to be a real battle to see who can get into the top four. A couple other teams I think are going to be in the conversation as well. So here we go. We'll jump it up. Sydney wins the opening tip with Nayla Miley. They quickly find Bella Conroy, and her layup won't go on the right side of a jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it to Unitego.
Nice tip play there by the Sabres. Weren't able to capitalize, but I like the tip play there set up by Coach.
Unitego brings it back down the floor, going left to right. Chance of defense from the student section in Sydney. Both student sections have come out strong here for this one. Left side, Harley Bertzel gets around to screen. Har's going to take it right in and score. Big bucket for Harley to start things off. 2-0 Unitego. 7.5 to go in the first quarter after a great take there from Bertzel. Pass to the interior for Sydney, stolen by Unitego. And here's Bertzel across midcourt, going left to right. Bounce pass to Hurlbert. Nika gets off a screen, takes it to the interior, misses a little chippy. Raylan Parks the rebound. She puts it up and it won't go. Good chance there for Unitego, but they just couldn't finish. And Sydney's back across midcourt. Chloe Vandersamen over the Sydney S as Sydney goes right to left. Gronwall to the left side, looking for Nayla Miley, one of the top scorers and players here in the MAC. Left side. Sydney with the basketball here, trying to get into the high post, and it's knocked away by Unitego.
Yeah, nice steal there and trap by Avery James. And who was the other one over there in the corner? It's hard for us to see. I think it was Gracie Tilt.
We're a little shielded here in the left corner with our view. And they'll come back up to Harley Bertzel. Unitego with the basketball. 6.5 to go in the first. Back to Hurlbert. 10 on the shot clock. They're going to reset the offense. They got to go. To the right side now for Bertzel. Dials up a three. Hits off the right side of the rim. Rebound Conroy here for Sydney. And Bella Conroy to the right side for Vandersamen. Sydney still trying to settle in here on their home floor. 2 minutes gone, and Unitego girls leading 2-0. Gronwall to the left side. They reverse it all the way to the right. Miley on a baseline take. Zips one over to the near side. It's tipped away, and it's going to go back to Unitego. They try to get it into the interior there on the low block.
I think that pass by Miley was double deflected. So I think it went off a Unitego player, but then I think a Sydney player tried to catch it, went out of bounds. That's what I saw from my angle.
Bertzel over across midcourt. Bounce pass to the far side, tipped out by Vandersamen. They're saying it's going to go off the leg of James, so this one will go back to Sydney.
Differing styles here defensively. Unitego has opened in a 2-3 zone while the Sabres are playing man-to-man.
Sydney has it going right to left. Conroy to Vandersamen. Sydney being very patient. They go inside to Lennon Swain. Actually, no, they go inside here to Annika Stanton-Helms, and she's fouled. Stanton-Helms will go to the line. So she came in for Lennon Swain.
And that'll be something to keep an eye on, as that first foul was on number 20, Raylan Parks. That's her first, and she certainly provides some size in there for Unitego. I don't think they can afford to have too much foul trouble.
Stanton Helms, the eighth grader off the bench, hits the first, and she's got some good size on the interior that should help Sydney as well.
Yeah, Sydney, a very young team, only two seniors.
Nayla Miley gets the rebound and puts it up and in off the miss there from Stanton Helms. So Sydney cashes in for 3 points on that possession. They lead Unitego 3-2.
Yeah, nice rebound and put back there.
5.5 to go in the first quarter. Burtzel on the left side. Conroy really chasing after her here. Hartley dishes one off, finds Raylan Parks. And a little up and under, no. Avery James is there to clean it up. She can't hit. Ball loose on the floor, and we got a whistle. Boy, bodies diving on the floor here, and the crowd is loud in this one to get started. 5:15 to go in the first. Sydney girls leading Unitego 3-2.
Oh, and there's Raylan Parks' second foul on that rebound. That's a costly foul there. I mean, you're way in the backcourt committing that foul. She's going to have to go to the bench here with 5:15 to go.
And how long do you sit her? That's going to be the question.
I think a lot will depend on the score and how the game's going.
3-2 our score with 5:10 to go in the first, and that's a big piece for Unitego to be missing in the early going. Bella Conroy to the near side for Gronwall as Sydney goes right to left. Stanton Helms going to work. Little baby hook, no. Second chance for Stanton Helms. That also won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Unitego's got it. Both teams are going to the bench early here. Finn Burtzel is in as well for Unitego. Harley to Finn. Finds her sister. There's Finn for three and hits it. And Finley Burtzel from downtown off the bench for Unitego makes it 5-3.
She keeps making those shots. Coach Z can leave Ray Lynn over there on the side.
Now a foul on Hurlburt as Sydney tries to go to the high post for Miley and a reach in on her. 4.5 to go in the first, and Unitego now with a 5-3 lead over Sydney.
And that's their third foul. Sabres yet to commit a foul.
I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We're here with you tonight. A shot in the corner for Sydney is no good. Stanton Helms with a rebound opportunity. Her second chance won't go. Now out of bounds, going back to Unitego. Good look there for Sydney, but popped out, wouldn't go. So Unitego will walk it back down the floor, going left to right. Hurlburt's got it, a little backdoor cut for Avery James, and the pass was too tall. Out of bounds it goes.
Sydney playing the man-to-man. You wonder there if when Parks went out, they didn't realize it, and they lost track of Finley. That's how she got that wide-open three and gave the Spartans that 5-3 early lead.
Sydney to the high post with Nayla Miley on the baseline. Back for Bella Conroy. Nayla's got to chase it down into the right corner. Lost control of it. Out of bounds and going back to Unitego. It's a constant double team against Nayla. And Unitego will walk it back down the floor here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nika glances over to Coach Z to get the play call here. They go to the right side for Harley Burtzel. One-on-one against Bella Conroy. That's a very good matchup. Burtzel from straight away. Can't get the shot to fall from the foul line. Bounced in and out. Rebound for the Spartans. They'll keep it here with a fresh shot clock.
Yeah, great rebound by Avery James, and even smarter play to pull it out and run offense.
Nice cut there by Avery James. Hits the shot, and she's fouled. Avery James slicing through the lane, and she finishes. And so that makes it Unitego 7, Sydney 3, and a timeout's going to be taken by Sydney. Unitego foul shots when we come back. 3:35 to go in the first, and it is Unitego girls on top of Sydney 7-3. We'll be back on CDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Avery James cannot connect on the foul shot. So Sydney's got a rebound. And they trail Unitego 7-3 with 3.5 to go in the first quarter here in a packed house in Sydney. And now another foul on Unitego. And both teams in a little concerning foul trouble here in the early going.
Yeah, I mean, Sydney only has one foul, but it is on Nayla Miley. And now there's two Spartans, Nika Hurlburt and Raylan Parks, both with two. And both are on the bench here early. So the Spartans bench is going to have to come up big here.
C.J. Barber checks in here for Unitego. Now a steal by Harley Wurzel. Back the other way. There's Finn, left side, another three off the front of the rim.
Good-looking shot, though, by the eighth grader over there on the left wing.
And then Sydney threw it away. Vander Salmon was looking ahead for Bella Conroy. Little miscommunication. It sails out of bounds back to Unitego.
Yeah, I think Vander Salmon thought that Conroy was going to keep running, and then she was open. She threw it, and I think Conroy thought, oh, we're going to set it up. And costly turnover there for the Sabres.
Here comes Unitego going left to right. And they try to go to Barber as she cuts through the lane and hit a brick wall there. We got another foul on Sydney. And that's on Miley.
Yes. Great execution there by the Spartans as Finley Wurzel made a cut there and Nayla Miley just wouldn't let her go. Something to keep an eye on here. Sydney didn't get Miley out before the ball was inbounded, so she's out there with two. She has to be really careful not to get a third.
In the meantime, an inbound pass after the foul goes to Gracie Tilton. She scores, and Unitego makes it 9-3 with 2:45 to go in the first. Ball tapped out of bounds, far side. It's going to stay with Sydney. Unitego has opened up a six-point lead here, and now Sydney going to the bench as well. Stella Smith is going to check in, and Nayla comes out. So some of the superstars of this game sitting on the bench early for both teams. Ball out of bounds again as Sydney tries to go into the left corner. Rolls out and Unitego will get it back.
I think there was a deflection over there in the corner. Spartan ball.
Unitego's got it again going left to right. Gracie Tilt stops and pops from the foul line and that one's in and out. Rebound for Bella Conroy on the right side. Bella down the floor. We'll leave it for Gronwall. Sydney still trying to figure out this zone defense. They'll flip one into the left corner. Back to Gronwall. A little give and go and another steal by Unitego. This time Barber has it. Barber to the left side and...
Oh, we got a double dribble, I believe.
Yeah, double dribble there on Barber, it looks like. With 2:07 to go in the first, a 9-3 ball game with Sydney leading Unitego on top, 9-3 over Sydney here on the road. 2 minutes to go in the first. My apologies there. Stella Smith into the left corner. And a shot from that left corner is off the mark and no good for Chloe Vander Salmon.
That was a great kick-out pass there, but unfortunate. Good shot. Didn't go in, though, for the Sabres.
Wurzel to the right side. Fires an off-balance three. It's off the mark. Out of bounds going back to Sydney. So 1:43 to go here in the first, and the Unitego girls have kind of weathered the storm in a hostile environment here. They lead 9-3 late in the first. And so this will be Smith on the near side. Back to Vander Salmon. As Sydney goes right to left. They have it at the top of the arc. They go down low for Stanton Helms. She puts it up in a foul. This time on Gracie Tilt.
And Unitego switched there to a 1-3-1 defense just to kind of give a different look, but give the Sabres credit. They did a good job of recognizing what the defense was and where the opening would be, and they executed, got the ball in there. I've been impressed here early with eighth grader Annika Stanton-Helms. She's got some good height, and kind of you can tell she has a good basketball IQ, kind of knows where to go as an eighth grader. She's going to be a force to be reckoned with, I think, here as she continues her high school career.
Yeah, very good athlete. Softball player as well. She misses the first shot at the line. Second one coming. This one up and no good. Also field hockey for her as well. Off the glass, and this one is good. She got a rebound. It came right to her, and she scores for Annika Stanton-Helms.
You got a like, too, there. She didn't get discouraged. She stuck with it, went on to the next play mentality. Nice job.
Makes it 9-5 with 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Gracie Tilt. A jumper from the right side, no good. Sydney's got a rebound and a chance here with a minute to go in this first quarter to
three.
Tie things up, and there's Chloe Vander Salmon from the outside, and she hits a three. And makes it 9-8 with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Finley Wurzel left side. We'll dish one off here for Avery James. Now back to Gracie. Gracie Tilt looking for some options. Steps back, 15 on the shot clock, tries to take it to the interior. Kick out for C.J. Barber. That's off the mark. A rebound for Avery James. A little up and under. No. Second chance. Yes. She hits it, and she's fouled. And Avery James now with 4 points, and she's going to the line. That pushes the Unitego lead to 11-8 with 32 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Boy, Sydney's going to want that possession back. They got two stops. James got two rebounds, stuck with it. Gets the old-fashioned three-point play to give the Spartans a 12-8 lead here late in the first.
And James with 5 points. It's right around her average, and she's got it here in the early going. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. A pass down low. Looking for Gronwall, and she's fouled, I believe, by Harley Wurzel.
Yes, I think you are correct there. Another good pass. I've been impressed with the Sabres' execution on offense. They know where to get the ball based on the defense that the Spartans are playing. Doing a nice job.
And so this will send Gronwall to the line, and she'll settle in. First shot is no good for Gronwall. And another one coming. Foul shots you can already feel are going to be important in this one. Second shot here for Gronwall, in and out. And a rebound for Unitego with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Harley Wurzel ahead for Gracie Tilt, left wing side. Leaving it off for Avery James. Now back to C.J. Barber, finds Harley. She'll pull it back out, 8 seconds to go first quarter. Shot clock not a concern. Harley with the jumper, too strong. The rebound with 2 seconds left goes to Sydney. A half court heave for Bella Conroy is no good. First quarter in the books. It's Unitego 12, Sydney 8. Mac Girls Basketball. We'll be right back here tonight on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 12-8, Unitego leading Sydney. Coach, it feels like foul trouble is the name of the game so far.
Yeah, interesting here. Nayla Miley back on the floor. Both of the Spartans with two fouls are still on the bench, but Nayla Miley's back out there. Must be Coach Truster with those two fouls.
So Sydney's got it on the near side. They tried to go to Nayla on the interior, and it's intercepted by Unitego, and just tough to get Nayla the ball right now. And to the right side, Gracie Tilt pump fakes, takes it to the interior, stops, turnaround shot, a little bit off to the right side, tracking down a rebound here for Unitego is Haley Condon, who's into the ball game. Unitego with a fresh shot clock to work with. Harley Wurzel at the top of the arc. Crossover, gets into the paint. Conroy's all over her. The shot from the foul line is short. Condon's got a rebound. Unitego keeps it alive. And they've been big on the glass, like you said, Coach, to keep these possessions alive, give them second and third chances. Gracie Tilt into the paint. And she's blocked there by Stanton Helms. And now we got a whistle at the end of that play. What'd you see?
It was a rebound by Sydney, and then Gracie Tilt went in there to try to get that ball. And she just reached in too much, committed a foul. The other thing to keep an eye on is if Sydney's going to play man-to-man and Unitego keeps getting these second-chance opportunities, you get tired on defense because you had to play defense, you know, for maybe 60 seconds. And that's sometimes when you pick up fouls or give up easy baskets.
Now here's a steal by Avery James for Unitego. Takes it in. Blocked by Gronwall. Good hustle back there by Ayla Gronwall. Back down the floor on the right side for Bella Conroy. A little crossover. Bella wants to set it up on offense. Finds Chloe Vandersamen for a three. Too strong. Rebound is picked up by Stanton Helms. Ball batted around and out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with the Sabres.
Stanton Helms realized that she was trapped and couldn't get out of there. She threw it off a Spartan leg to keep the possession. One thing I'd like to see Sydney do, if they're having trouble getting the ball to Miley, maybe have her bring it up. Then you don't need a pass.
Sydney's going to get it in. And into the left corner. A three ball there is up and good for guess who? Chloe Vandersamen. That's her second three-pointer.
Sabres are right back in it, only down one here with about six to go in that second quarter.
Finley Burtzel trying to return the favor for Unitigo. Skims it off the front of the rim. And Sydney's got a rebound with Vandersamen. In transition, she tries to take it herself. It was partially blocked. Nayla's got the rebound, and she finishes. And Nayla's going to the line looking for the three-point play. Nayla with 4 points, and that gives Sydney their first lead at 13-12 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. And so Nayla's going to step in. Just a great rebound there.
Yeah.
And
reminded me of some of the rebounds that Xander Johnson got last night over at Unitico.
Very true. Yeah, she was just right there and couldn't be stopped. Just too strong. And Nayla's foul shot is no good, but we got a whistle.
Got a violation.
Yeah, we're going to come back and do it again, a violation on Unitigo.
I don't know who it was, but immediately both officials had the hand up to say violation.
And so second shot opportunity here for Nayla, and she nails this one. So Nayla's got five. Vandersamen's got six to lead Sydney. Avery James with five to lead Unitigo. Here's TJ Barber to the interior on a quick possession there for Unitigo. They missed it. And Sydney's got a rebound up by two, 14-12. 5:50 to go, second quarter. Thanks for joining us here on CDO tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, and now Bella Conroy is fouled at the top of the arc in Sydney's own offensive end.
And that's going to be the third player on the Spartans with two fouls. So James, Hurlburt, and Parks all with two fouls here with still almost 6 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Sydney will get it in. They go to Bella Conroy. Now back to Vandersamen, who's already got those 2 3-pointers. They go to Nayla on the interior. Turnaround shot for Nayla is too strong. And a rebound here for the Spartans. Back across midcourt, it's Harley Burtzel trying to set up offense. Going left to right. Harley comes off a little bit of a screen, tries to use the glass, couldn't get there. Rebound comes back out to C.J. Barber for three. That's off the mark. Both teams scrapping for a rebound in the right corner.
Going to stay with the Spartans.
It'll stay here with Unitigo. 5:15 to go, second quarter. A 2-point ball game. Sydney on top, 14-12.
I didn't know if it was possible to match the energy from the last night's boys game, but this is a really good game so far. High energy, both teams really getting after it. Good crowd. Got to love these Route 7 rivalries.
Harley Burtzel to the left side. Cuts through, passes off for Avery James. James now back to Finley Burtzel. To Harley on the near side. Harley with a good move, steps up at the foul line. Her shot off the mark. And a rebound by Stanton Helms. And Stanton Helms has to give it up to a guard, and she finally does. Gronwald to Nayla Miley on the far side. Sydney moving the ball around. Bella Conroy steps up right elbow, left it short. It skims the front of the rim, and a rebound for Finn Burtzel for Unitigo.
Yeah, that was a good shot. I think she just faded away just a hair. That's why it was short.
Harley across midcourt here with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. A little bit of a low-scoring start to this second quarter. Avery James back to the foul line, reversing it to Condon. And now to Harley Burtzel and a reach-in foul here on Bella Conroy.
That one's automatic. Two hands on the ball handler. That's automatic. Nice call there by the official.
With 4:20 to go in the second quarter, a 2-point ball game. Sydney was down by 6 at one point, but has clawed back to take a 2-point lead right now here in the second quarter. And that's the way this game, I think, is going to be, a game of runs. Harley Burtzel at the top of the arc. Trying to set up the offense for Unitigo as they go left to right. She feeds her sister, Finley Burtzel. Bounce pass, Gracie Tilt at the high post. Works one back out. TJ Barber for three, and she hits it.
Nice offense that time for the Spartans. Good ball movement, inside out. Knockdown, three-pointer.
That makes it 15-14 as the Spartans retake the lead with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. And now a travel against Sydney is going to give it back to UCS.
That's what we talked about last night. You got to make baskets and take care of the ball. Can't turn it over.
So Unitigo's got it back across the Sydney S at midcourt. And to the left side for Avery James. They find the cutter. That's C.J. Barber, and she's fouled by Nayla Miley.
And that's her third.
Wow. On the left low block, they get her. And Sydney has not been afraid, or excuse me, Unitego has not been afraid to go right at Sydney's Nayla Miley. And so I'm assuming, yeah, they're going to take her out here. And
I would be surprised if we see her again before the start of the third quarter.
So Nayla's going to have to sit here at the next whistle
and
at the next stoppage of play.
A rule variation in girls basketball is you can't sub on that first shot. So if Barber happened to miss this one, which she does, Miley's got to stay on the floor with three fouls. She can't pick up a fourth.
Yeah, Nayla's got to be careful here if you're a Sydney fan. They find Vandersamen for a step-back three. Too much mustard on that. A rebound is kept alive by Sydney. Back up top to Bella Conroy. Inside for Nayla. Kicks one into the corner. And a little quick jumper here on the left side baseline. No good for Stella Smith. And now Unitego back down the floor. Gracie Tilt for a long two in the right corner. That's off the mark, and Nayla's got a rebound. She's playing a lot of time out there with these three fouls.
Yeah, you really would have liked to see Unitego probably slow down and go right at her in the man-to-man because she can't foul.
And Smith to the far side. They find Vandersamen off a pass from Miley, and that's good for Chloe. Three threes for 9 points.
Boy, she's got a nice shot. She gets her feet set. It looks like it's going in every time she lets it go.
17-15 now. Sydney back on top by two with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. It's all brought to you by our friends over at SFCU. Finn Bertzel will reverse it back out to Gracie Tilt. Tilt at the top of the arc. 10 on the shot clock. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Has to find a backdoor cutter, and Finn Bertzel got under the hoop and had a bad angle and couldn't get it off. Back down the floor. Nayla still finding Vandersamen. Back out to Bella. Back over to Chloe. To the interior here for Nayla Miley. Miley on the right low block. Muscles it up off the glass, and it's good. And she's going to go to the line here.
Wow.
Rolling the dice.
Great post move there by Miley.
Seven now for Nayla, and she's trying to get the most out of this bonus basketball before they have to sub her out.
And now we have two players with three as Avery James picks up her third. So this might be who has more players at the end of the game left.
And neither has a huge bench. So here's Nayla at the line. Settling in, and her shot is off the mark. And so some more bonus basketball for Nayla. Goes inside, the rebound for Stanton Helms. Rolls out of bounds, and she lost control of it, but it's going to stay with the Sabres. And finally, Nayla's going to get a chance to come out.
And, you know, this is a good reminder for any basketball player out there. You never know when your opportunity is going to come, whether it's foul trouble. Hopefully nobody gets injured, but an injury. So that's why it's a team game. Everybody's got to be ready to go.
Stripped of the basketball. Sydney can't hold on the inbounds, and Unitego's got it coming back down the floor on the left side, and the Spartans will take a timeout. 1:57 to go, second quarter. Sydney girls lead Unitego 19-15 here in Sydney tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A 19-15 ball game with 1:50 to go here in the second quarter, and the Sydney girls lead Unitego. Here is Gracie Tilt, Sydney student section chanting defense. Finn Burtzel, far side, Cassidy Barber, C.J. Barber, I should say, hits the three. And she's got 6 points to make it 19-18. And so back to a one-point game. Great job by Barber off the bench. And to the left side here. A long three ball is up and good for guess who? Chloe Vandersamen.
Yeah, she made a nice ball fake. She kind of got the Unitico defender to leave her. She made a dribble, knocked down that three.
And that makes it Sydney 22, Unitico 18. 1:10 to go in the second. Avery James tries a three, and that's too long. C.J. Barber's got the rebound, puts it up. That's off the front of the rim. Ball out of bounds. Going back to Sydney with a minute to go in the second quarter.
Boy, Vandersamen has really provided an offensive spark here in this first half for the Sabres.
Yeah, 12 points for Chloe, all on three-pointers, four threes. Bella Phelps will work one back up to Madison Paul, who's into the ball game. They lost control of it, though, and Unitico's got it with 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Tilt down the floor, into the paint, dishing off for Harley Burtzel. Steps in, her jumper too strong. Stanton Helms with a rebound. And ahead now for Bella Conroy. Conroy back to Madison Paul. Sydney taking their time. And
deflected, going to stay with the Sabres.
It'll stay here with Sydney.
If they could get a Vandersamen three here, that would be huge.
So Sydney will have it in front of the Unitico bench, going right to left. And they'll look to work it in. They find Bella Conroy on the left side. Bella floats one far side. Now to Chloe Vandersamen. 15 seconds to go on the game clock, about 10 on the shot clock. Bella tries a three from straight away. No, Stanton Helms has got a rebound. She puts it up, is fouled, can't get the shot, but she will head to the line. And so Annika Stanton Helms will step to the line here. Live on WCDO right now, 7 seconds left here in this second quarter, 22-18. Sydney girls leading Unitico. So that's where we're at right now with 7 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And the first shot at the line is up and no good.
But boy, for the Sabres to be up four, assuming Unitico doesn't score here, with Miley on the bench with the three fouls, that's huge.
7 seconds left. Second shot is no good. We got another violation.
This one on Sydney. So Unitico will get the ball back with a chance here to close the deficit before halftime.
They're going to let it roll. And Harley's going to scoop it up, come across midcourt here for Unitico. Finding Gracie Tilt. Back up top, Avery James, straight away three, no good, and that'll do it. Our halftime score, Sydney 22 and Unitico 18. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We got a good one here in Sydney tonight, so stay tuned for the second half here on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Guilford Center Storage proudly supports local high school sports and wishes all teams in the Tri-County area good luck this season. Parents, are you moving and need somewhere to stash your stuff? Guilford Center Storage, County Road 36 in Guilford, has brand new storage buildings and units available as low as $50 per month with four sizes as big as 10 by 20 feet. Reserve a unit online at guilfordcenterstorage.com or call 607-226-0088. Guilford Center Storage, helping you move your home with ease and confidence.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Halftime here in Sydney. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit marabito.com. Just to quickly run through the scoring summary here, of course, Sydney ahead 22-18. Thanks to 12 points for Chloe Vandersommen on 4 3-pointers. Nayla Miley with 7 points for Sydney. Pretty even on the other side. Cassidy Barber, CJ Barber with 6 points. Avery James with 5 to lead the way for Unitego. So a really good game as expected so far here in this MAC battle. So joined at at halftime here by a different Bonskowski, not Greg, but Hannah is here with us. Hannah, of course, was a WCDO intern just a couple of years ago, now playing women's basketball for SUNY Cobleskill. So, Hannah, as always, good to have you back.
It's great to be back, Nate.
So what do you think? First half, a really good game. You always know Sydney and Unitego is a tough matchup, but your thoughts on this first half?
My thoughts, honestly, I love the environment in this gym. I don't know if you can hear it on the radio or not, but you got both student sections on their feet, being loud. They're all into the game. But basketball-wise, I think Unitego needs to reel in their fouling. You know, you got a lot of girls with 2 fouls. It's a big that Raylan Parks is on the bench with 2 fouls. Other than that, you can't keep sending them to the free throw line. Sydney side, it's huge that Nayla has 3 fouls right now.
Huge,
she needs
yes.
to play smart. I think that she definitely has the capability of playing with 3 fouls. She just needs to be smart not to put herself in situations where she allows the ref to make a decision for her.
It's funny because when I was talking with Jeff Maliner recently, we said, you know, there's some girls around the area like Nayla and like Grace that are so physically strong that sometimes when other players just bump into them and go flying, it's not necessarily like they meant to foul them or something. It's just some of those girls are so big and strong. It's almost what some of these fouls on Nayla reminded me of tonight. Like someone's going through the lane, and when they run into Nayla, boom, they go flying.
Yeah, they just kind of hit her. I said to my mom as soon as we walked in, I said, wow, she looks like I could have played her yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Nayla is a legit athlete, had a great soccer season, and of course is committed to D2 Holy Family to play basketball next year, which is down in the Philadelphia area. and she's a great track athlete as well. So if you're a Sydney fan or just a basketball fan locally and you haven't seen Nayla play, you should get out this winter because she's a ton of fun and just a really good athlete. I can remember the first time I saw her play, it was just like, wow, she's so athletic. That's what really stuck out to me about her. So you think it translates very well to the college level for her?
Oh, absolutely. You can just see her athleticism. You can see how she understands the game. You know, she hit a couple tough and one baskets, and I'm being honest with you, the moves that she was putting on today, I've seen in-game, and they work. So I think that she will be very successful at the next level.
So again, halftime here in Sydney. Sydney girls leading Unitego 22-18. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Hannah Bonskowski here, who is a GMU grad and now playing at SUNY Cobleskill. How has the transition to Cobleskill been? Very successful program these last couple of years. Are you enjoying yourself up 88 here at Cobleskill?
I absolutely am enjoying myself. It's a very different environment. You know, they graduated 4 out of their 5 starters after having a really successful year last year. So there's some expectations, some big shoes to fill. I absolutely love my coach. If you ever make it to a Cobleskill women's basketball game, you will know that she's very insane, very loud. But my favorite thing about her is that she leads with love. And when you're in a basketball program, it's just great to be surrounded by so much love. And I can tell that both Unitego and Sydney, like, the way that they play, you can tell that they all love each other, too. So it's great to see that, and it's great to see in the small towns and everything. And it does truly carry over to college if you choose to continue at the next level.
If any of our listeners are interested in learning more about the Cobleskill program, I've had Coach Bowman on my podcast. We've also had Shelby Preston, your assistant coach, on. And it was just really great to talk to them about, as we have a little buzzer beater here in the youth game going on. But just about their program, their philosophy. I've just been so impressed with them. They've been very gracious with their time. And we had Jordan Finch on as well, who's a local South Courtright grad, went through that program and had a heck of a career. So, yeah, I love everything about that program. And tell us about the major. I think some of us in the radio industry would appreciate what you're studying.
Yes, so I'm a communications major. It's really cool. I got to participate in a segment called SUNY Kobe Com this fall. So I was a news anchor, and I also got to cover some weather, and I got to stand in front of a chroma screen, which was awesome. We got to just experiment with, like, mic volumes and all that other fun stuff. You know, other people are probably like, I don't even care what she's talking about, but I am loving the communications major. I'm not really sure what I want my end goal to be. You know, I'm into photography. I do enjoy, like, anchoring. Obviously, I love being on the radio with you. It's great to be back on the radio. And I just love the whole communications aspect. It's so fun and allows me to be creative.
What did you think of the weather thing? I think that's one of the hardest things to do.
Well, it's the only job where you get paid to be wrong.
Yeah, right.
I had to ad-lib. So I would basically just look up on the Weather Channel app, and I'd be like, okay, what's the weather going to be? And then I would just kind of guess, and then I'd get to say whatever I wanted about the weather, whether that meant, you know, it was raining, so make sure you're bringing your umbrellas to class. I hope you packed a raincoat. When the weather was going down, you know, colder temperatures, make sure we bring those heated blankets back after Thanksgiving break. It was definitely difficult, but I enjoyed it because I could be myself, you know. I like to make little jokes here and there, and it allowed me to have some fun with it.
It's great when you're doing that ad-lib stuff. You just have to do it on the fly, kind of like we're doing right now. So I always thought weather and sports, it's just, you never know what you're going to get. Every day is different. So totally a lot of fun. So, all right, before we let you go, thoughts on the second half? How do you see this one maybe playing out here?
Honestly, I think it's going to come right down to the fourth quarter. I think it's going to be huge if Nayla can stay in the game for the majority of the second half. If she's on the bench, it's going to change the game drastically. And I think Unitego needs to stop fouling and putting them on the line, and they need to keep going to what works. You know, Avery James getting downhill, getting a couple tough buckets, keep the momentum going with Unitego. It's going to go with Unitego. But I don't know. I think this is going to be a great game.
Going to be a great game. And for Raylan Parks, if you had told me pregame, that she would come in and have no points and be sitting on the bench for most of that first half, I would have thought you were crazy. But
and I wouldn't think that the score would be as close as it is either.
Agreed, agreed. So, well, both these teams are battle-tested, and it should be a battle here in the second half. So, Hannah, thanks so much. We'll get your dad back here in a minute, and enjoy the second half.
Thank you. You too, Nate.
All right, it's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in Sydney. Of course, you want to keep this number handy right now, 607-563-HEAT, or visit Mirabito.com. They've been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Halftime score, Sydney Girls 22, Unitigo 18. We'll be back with the third quarter here on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. 22-18 as we get set for the start of the third quarter. And, Coach, thanks for loaning us Hannah for a little bit there. And we talked about maybe what the keys would be down the stretch and how this might play out. Your thoughts on the foul trouble and everything as we get set for the start of the third quarter.
Well, I do want to clear up the foul trouble. I missed one of the fouls when I thought they were calling one on Avery James. They actually called it, I believe, on Gracie Tilt.
Okay.
So Avery does not have three, but there are one, two, three, four, five Unitigo Spartans that have two fouls. So I think that'll be a factor. I mean, how long can Nayla Miley play without getting that fourth?
Exactly.
The other factor, I think, is you know, does Sydney continue to do a good job executing on offense and recognizing the defense that Unity goes in? Because they've been switching. I think it would be interesting to see if Sydney comes out and changes their defense away from a man-to-man to kind of protect Nayla and kind of hide her, you know. So I think it'll be interesting. I think it's going to come down to, just like last night, who puts the ball in the basket and who takes care of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, with the way the defense has been, the scrappiness of this game, I think ball security is going to be huge down the stretch. So here we go. Start of the second half. Unitigo in the green with the white trim. Still going. Well, they'll be going right to left now. Sydney is in the white with the maroon trim. They'll be going left to right. Raylan Parks, everybody's back in there. Herber for Unitigo. Neek is going to take it to the rim. We got a foul. We'll see who they call this one on, Coach. But obviously, Unitigo wants to try to take it right at the teeth of the Sydney defense.
Yeah, they called that one on Annika Stanton-Helms. She kind of stuck her hip out as Herbert drove to the basket. But
so this is going to send Nika to the line.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that Sydney, maybe that's not their philosophy. I mean, this is the first time we've seen them play under new coach. Maybe they want to play man-to-man all the time.
First shot up and no good here for Nika. And, you know, I've thought about that a lot recently in all the coverage that we do. There's certain coaches, they're going to change it based on the matchup and everything like that. And there's certain coaches, we do not come out of what we do. It's interesting. Second shot for Nika, no good. Rebound is loose on the floor and scooped up here by Sydney. And Bella Conroy's got it on the left side again as Sydney goes left to right. And a little more zone action here for Unitigo. And they'll work it inside for Nayla Miley. Pump fakes, puts it up. A little too much on it, though. Too much air under the ball. It's no good. Rebound, Unitigo.
Another thing that'll be important for the Sabres is can Vandersamen stay hot from the perimeter?
She was the key with 12 points there in that first half. Nika will back it out. And Hurlburt will take it to the interior, finding Avery James for a three in the right corner. Left it a little short, and a rebound for Sydney. Stanton-Helms got that underneath. She's playing some big minutes off the bench here for Sydney.
I think she started the second half, didn't she?
Yeah, Swain is still on the bench for the Sabres. I don't know if we missed something there, maybe an injury or something, or they're just rolling with the hot hand. Bella Conroy on the right side. They'll reverse it to Vandersamen. Finds a great pass to Miley underneath on the baseline, and she scores, and Miley has nine.
I don't know how she got that pass through there. It was a very difficult angle, and she kind of bounced it, put a little English on it, went right to Nayla for 2 points.
Sydney leads 24-18, 6.5 to go in the third. Here is Harley Bursa, blocked by Bella Conroy. And back down in transition. Here's Nayla Miley. Cannot get the left-handed layup to go, but we got a foul on Unitigo in transition. And that's on Harley Bertzel.
Yeah. I like the hustle there on her part after the steal, but you either got to go and not allow the shot to occur, or you had just have to foul and say, I mean, you either have to foul and say you're not getting an opportunity for a three-point play, or you just have to let it go.
Nayla at the line, got it.
So I think Unitigo's fortunate that she didn't make that and that wasn't the old-fashioned three-point play. But, again, that's her third. So she's a valuable piece that Unitigo needs on the floor.
Their main ball handler. 11 right now for Nayla. She goes 2-for-2 at the line, and it feels like she's kind of finding her way here in this ball game. And biggest lead of the game now for Sydney at 26-18. And a steal here by Bella Conroy came right towards us near the scorer's table to try to save it, but couldn't quite get there in time. But great hustle.
Yeah, they're really overplaying the passing lanes, doing a really nice job in their man-to-man defense.
So Unitigo will get it in. And across midcourt here for Nika Hurlburt. Passing to the right corner there for Avery James. Now back to Hurlburt on the left side for Gracie Tilt. Stops and pops. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Raylan Parks, and she's fouled. And Raylan's going to go to the line here, and that's what you want to see if you're Unitigo. You got to get her going.
And that's two on Vandersamen.
Raylan Parks, very good player. Kind of been the 1-2 punch with Lizzie Kraft the last couple of years, and now it's her time to shine, and she gets her first points here of the night. Lizzie now playing at SUNY Geneseo out in western New York. Second shot here for Parks is up and good. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds with the Sydney girls on top, 26-20. 6 minutes to go in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. 6 minutes to go in the third, and it's 26-20. And it feels like Sydney's got the momentum. What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, I agree. Unitigo's got to find some way to change it.
And a jumper from the right side, therefore Sydney will not fall.
Here's an opportunity for the Spartans to kind of get the momentum going in their direction. I thought it was a good timeout by Coach Z.
Herbert into the corner, finding Avery James again, just not enough under it, hit the side of the rim from the right corner, and a rebound for Sydney. And she'll hand one off here, Nayla Miley, to Gronwall. And now a pull-up jumper here is good for Bella Conroy, her first bucket, and you don't want to see her get going, too, if you're a Unitigo fan. Back to an 8-point lead.
Yeah, somehow she got the defender in that area of the zone got screened. That was pretty much a wide-open jumper. She shot that with a lot of confidence.
5 minutes to go in the third, 28-20 our score. And Unitigo into the lane, and that is a foul on Sydney, and Raylan Parks is going to head to the line. So Parks will settle in, and she's starting to make her presence felt on the interior. Again, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. Craig Stevens running the board. Jim with a night off, so we're putting Craig to work. He's doing a great job. He's our producer down in the studio on Main Street as Raylan misses the first one here at the line.
You wonder on a make here, do the Spartans put on some sort of like full court press to try to change the momentum? But maybe it's a little too early for that. A lot of time left, 5 minutes to go here in the third.
Parks makes the second, one out of two, makes it a 28-21 ball game. Sydney with the basketball, going left to right. Right corner here for Conroy. Inside, Nayla Miley. Turnaround for Nayla is good. Tough to stop that. 13 for Nayla.
Yeah, you'd almost like to see that Spartan defender front her a little bit, but then you got to have help on the weak side.
Makes it 30-21 for Sydney. A bounce pass down low for Raylan Parks, and she scores on the left low block. Five for Raylan now. That makes it 30-23. And to Conroy, they try to go to Nayla on the interior. Knocked away, Sydney pulls it back up. Vandersamen with a little baseline drive. Will work one back out to Conroy. Spins, and her pass is taken away here by Unitigo. Ahead for Herbert. She puts it up and she's fouled as she tried to take it to the rim. And boy, the fouls continue to stack up for both sides. It's been a physical game. With 4:07 to go in the third and a 30-23 ball game, Sydney leading, but Unitigo back to the line. And now a timeout taken here by Sydney with 4:07 to go in the third. We got a good one. 30-23 our score. Sydney on top of Unitigo.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Cambridge.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 30-23 our score with 4:07 to go here in the third. And Nika at the line now for Unitigo, and she makes the first.
So for those of you listening at home, you might be thinking, geez, these officials are calling an awful lot of fouls. I think it's one of the better officiated games that I've seen all year, boys or girls. They're letting them play, but if it's a foul and there's an advantage, they're calling it. So I think they're doing a really nice job. I give them a lot of credit.
30-24 our score. Herbert goes 0-for-2 at the line. Sydney comes back. A 3 for Nayla is just short off the front of the rim, and a rebound for the Spartans. Back in at transition into the left corner here for Unitigo. They're in the green with the white trim going right to left in a 30-24 ball game. Tilt comes off of a screen for Unitigo. Now to Avery James. Unitigo being patient. They find Harley Bertzel. Right side. Dishing down low. Looking for Raylan. And it's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Unitigo.
10 seconds on that shot clock. The Spartans have to recognize. I'm sure they do, but
3.5 to go here in the third in a 30-23 ball game. Unitiga will get it in. Passing to the interior for Raylan Parks. Up and under. She's fouled. Can't hit the shot, but we'll go to the line. She's making a living at the line here in the second half. 3.5 to go in the third in a 6-point ball game. Unitiga trying to hang tough here on the road at Sydney.
And that's two on Stanton Helms. But more importantly, with 3:30 to go here, every foul the rest of the way in this quarter by the Sabres, the Spartans will shoot.
Yeah, 3:30 left here in the third, and Parks hits the first at the line. She's got 6 points all here in the third quarter.
Got a violation on Unitiga. The ball was thrown to the shooter, and then a Spartan player ran in from outside the three-point line. So immediately violation called. Ball goes back to the Sabres.
Wow, just the little stuff in a game like this. 5-point game. Sydney on top 30-25 with 3:20 to go in the third. Here's Nayla with a strong move on the baseline, and she's fouled. Can't hit the shot, but Nayla will head to the line. And the explosiveness on that turn, very impressive.
Yep, and I think that you have the foul there on Raylan Parks. That's her third. As soon as the ref blew the whistle, you could see she looked like, not me, not me.
And so this will send Nayla to the line. And yeah, that's three on Raylan Parks. And Nayla's first shot at the line is good.
Interesting, in this quarter, I think the Spartans have done a good job of identifying where Vandersamen is, but that has opened up the inside play for Miley here for the Sabres. She's having a big quarter.
15 now for Miley. She goes 2 out of 2. And you just love to see someone who works so hard at payoff. Nayla is the type of kid, she's here at the school. She's 6 a.m. She's lifting. She's stretching. She's getting shots up. I mean, she does all the things when the bright lights aren't on that make her so good. Such a tough worker. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And Unitigo's got it going right to left. Finn Bertzel's back in. Reverses it to Avery James. Comes off of a screen. James will work one back to Gracie Tilt. With 2:55 to go in the third. 5 on the shot clock. Let's see if Unitigo's aware. They zip one back to James on the left side. Her long jumper is no good. Miley rips down a rebound. Miley shovels it ahead, but Harley Bertzel's there for a steal. And Unitigo's got it back. With 2.5 to go in the third in a 32-25 ball game. Hurlburt on the right side. As Unitigo goes right to left, they leave one back off for Harley Bertzel. Gets a screen, steps in for a long two, and Harley left it short. And a rebound for Sydney. A lot of one-and-dones here for Unitigo in the third quarter so far. Nayla in transition. Almost had it stripped, but holds on to it. Gets it back to Bella Conroy. Nice step through for Bella, and she scores.
Yeah, really nice move there. She also had Vandersamen open in the corner for three. Spartans lost her, but I'm sure the Sabres will take that basket there by Conroy.
And Sydney leads 34-25 with 2 minutes to go in the third. Bounce pass to the interior, and we got a whistle there. And foul's going to be on Vandersamen here. We were a little screened, so I didn't see it real clearly.
She kind of had two hands on the ball handler as she went to the basket. So Avery James is going to go to the line for two, but that's three on Vandersamen. So
with this big crowd tonight, we are very close to the Unitigo student section. A little tough to see around them at times.
If you were claustrophobic, I don't know if you'd be happy with where we are right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's tight, but Avery James at the line hits the first, and she's got 6 points.
We're in a nice space between the two bleachers, but with the Unitigo student section right here to our left, them standing up, we kind of feel like there's something over top of us.
And James misses the second one, and we got a jump ball. It's going to give it back to Sydney here off that missed foul shot. Well, there's nothing better than a packed gym, right?
That's right.
I'll take it any day.
I think Unitigo's got to find some offense other than from Raylan Parks here in this rest of this game here. They were kind of going to her there in the third quarter, and she's gone out with that third foul, and they've kind of struggled there. But we have a timeout.
30-second timeout for us with 1:55 to go in the third. We'll step away. Sydney girls leading Unitigo 34-26 here at home tonight on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 1:55 to go here in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight. We got a good one here, Coach, and thanks for joining us online as well. WCDOsports.com brought to you by SFCU. Unitigo trying to fight against an uphill battle right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're not out of it. A lot of basketball left. Still got a lot of time. They just need to swing the momentum somehow.
Sydney's got the ball. Late third quarter, leading 34-26.
Here's the change. The Spartans come out of that timeout man-to-man.
Baseline drive. They find Stanton Helms. And a jump ball is the call here underneath.
So that worked here on that possession as the Spartans don't give up a shot. They get possession of the ball back. Let's see if they can capitalize and close this deficit.
Yeah, big stop there for the Spartans on that jump ball. Unitigo gets it going right to left. Left side here for C.J. Barber. Back up top to Finn Burtzel. Unitigo being patient, running through the progressions. Avery James finds Harley Burtzel, takes it to the interior. It's blocked. Harley's got it back. Eight on the shot clock. Let's see how aware they are. They go to Hurlburt. Five on the shot clock. Out for Finn Burtzel. A big three here is too strong, and a rebound for Nayla. And Miley, shot out of a cannon down the right side, zips one over to Stanton Helms, and she's fouled as she puts it up. And a foul on Unitigo. Great vision there by Nayla to find Stanton Helms on the left low block.
Some people out there listening would be shocked to hear me say this, but with Nayla Miley coming down the floor hard there, I'm thinking as a Unitigo defender, hey, even if she passes, I might step in front of her, get my feet set, look to take a charge, because that would send her to the bench probably with four fouls.
So Stanton Helms to the line for Sydney, hits the first. She's got four off the bench for Annika Stanton Helms.
Yeah, she's done a nice job. She's done a lot of little things that maybe don't show up in the box score. We talked about her early in the first half, but she's had a nice game today.
And for an eighth grader, too. I mean, very impressive. Misses the second, but Nayla tracks down a rebound. Miley's got it on the near side. And we'll dish one off. Nayla for three. Missed it, but Bella Conroy is there to clean up the glass and put it in.
The Sabres seem to be making all the little plays right now. First to the loose balls, first to a rebound. Getting a little easy putbacks there. The Spartans got to find a way to change the momentum.
Sydney leads 37-26. And a jumper in the paint is up and good for Nika Hurlburt. That makes it 37-28. Coming up on 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Conroy dishing down low for Nayla. Turnaround shot here for Nayla Miley is just a little off the mark, and a rebound for Unitigo. Big here if they could get a bucket and a travel. Just as I say that, Burtzel with the travel on the far side.
Yeah, she saw a cutting Barber down the left side and thought she was going to throw it to her, but then that was kind of closed off, and she had already kind of processed, hey, I'm going to throw it there. But
15 seconds to go in the third. 37-28 our score. And to the left side, they find Stella Smith. Baseline drive. Oh, she lost it. It's going to go back to Unitigo with 8.6 left here in the third. And so Unitigo, again, going to have a chance to get it up the floor. Gronwall applying some full court pressure. They get it to Harley. She's got time. Crosses midcourt with 5 seconds. Burtzel, spin move. Dishes it out. Finley for three. Yes! Big shot for Finley Burtzel at the buzzer. And that's going to cut it to 37-31 after three quarters. Fourth quarter coming up. Stay tuned here on WCDO.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. A key for both teams here, coach, as we start a hard-fought fourth quarter.
Unitego Spartans got to find some offense. Sydney's just got to take care of the ball.
Here we go, starting the fourth quarter. A bounce pass to the interior for Miley. Spin move, up off the glass. No, but she's fouled. I believe it's going to be on Avery James, and Nayla just so difficult to contain down there.
Well, she provides a difficult matchup because of her height and then her athleticism to go with that height. She's a difficult matchup. And how do you guard her? If you guard her with like a guard that can match her athleticism, she's going to take you in a low post. If you say, all right, we're going to guard her with a post so she can't, you know, bully ball in the post there, and she's going to take you on the perimeter and go around because she's more athletic than most post players.
Mayla's second shot at the line is good. She's up to 17. And Sydney leads 39-31 as we start this fourth quarter. We're 15 seconds in. Chance of defense from the Sydney student section. Here's Hurlburt finding Avery James to Raylan Parks from straight away for two. It's off the mark. A rebound is tracked down here by Bertzel, giving it back to Parks, and she scores.
Really good second effort there for the Spartans. Nice rebound by Bertzel and a nice find.
Six-point ball game, 39-33, with 7:20 to go in the fourth. Bella Conroy, left side as Sydney goes left to right in the white with maroon trim. Conroy, a deep three, nails it from way downtown.
She shot that with a lot of confidence, too.
9 points for Conroy, and boy, she just pulled up from the parking lot on that one. And it's 42-33. Sydney on top of Unitego. Harley Bertzel now cuts into the deficit as she takes it to the 10. Harley, only with 4 points, they're going to need her to come alive.
Yeah, the important thing here is the Spartans can't keep trading baskets. They need stops.
42-35 with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And here's Chloe Vandersamen. Steps through, missed the shot, but tracks down her own rebound. Finding Bella Conroy. Lost control of it, but gets it back. Feeds it over to the left side. The shot is there off the mark for the eighth graders. Annika Stanton-Helms, who's had a good game, as we've said a few times. And Unitego's got it back. And a reach-in foul here on Sydney. Who's it going to be on?
I think it's on Conroy.
It is on Conroy.
Her second. Team's first.
6:25 to go in the fourth. Sydney leads 42-35. Unitego gets it in, going right to left. Nika at the top of the arc. Lost control of it. Actually bounced off of Gronwall. Kind of her shoulder and her neck, and they got it back. Bella Conroy ahead for Gronwall, but then she traveled. A nice pass, but I don't think Gronwall was expecting it back.
No, and also where she caught it, I don't think she could have gone right up with it. It was almost like she was trapped in jail behind the backboard there. She tried to get out of it, but good defense, good hustle by the Spartans.
6:10 to go, fourth quarter. It's 42-35. Sydney girls leading Unitego. And to the right side here for Finn Bertzel, who had that huge three to end the third quarter to keep Unitego in touch. To the interior here by Hurlburt. She can't get it to go. Rebound for Sydney. Vandersamen down the right side. They'll work it inside now for Nayla Miley. Going to work, and we got a charge. Avery James sacrificed the body and got run over there by Nayla.
Yeah, really good defense there. She's a little undersized in that matchup, but she held her ground, and Miley got a little bit too aggressive. That's her fourth with 5:46 to go. So what do you do here if you're Sydney? Leave her in, roll the dice, or do you take her out with the lead?
They're going to have a sub coming to the table. We'll see what Coach Tom decides to do. Raylan Park steps in for a long two. It's an air ball and stays in somehow on the rebound, and Unitego keeps it alive. 10 on the shot clock.
Another good play there by Avery James to get that rebound and keep it alive.
Here's Bertzel. Harley off a screen. The right elbow shot, no good. Rebound underneath by Unitego. And what's the call here?
I think he got over the back on Raylan Park. That's going to be her fourth. So now your two post players, four fouls.
Yeah, Nayla's going to come to the bench, and they're going to gamble, not really gamble, but play it safe with the lead here and take her to have her on the bench. Timeout is taken with 5:20 to go in the fourth. We'll take a 30-second break. Sydney girls leading 42-35 on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. We appreciate you listening along here tonight. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Craig Stevens down in the WCDO studios on Main Street. He's our producer tonight. And we'll see how long Sydney decides to leave Nayla Miley on the bench with those four fouls. Raylan Parks staying in for Unitego with her four fouls.
Yeah, but I think that's the difference of being ahead or trailing by seven.
And here's Sydney with the ball. Granwall with a jumper on the right side. It's a little short, buckled off the right side of the rim, and Unitigo's got a rebound.
There's the stop. Can they score now?
Mika across midcourt here, finding Harley Bertzel. Bertzel, little drive along the right side. Her jumper skims off the front of the rim, and Sydney's got a rebound. And in the backcourt, Vander Salmon will bring it up. Chloe's got those 12 points on four threes, but it was all in the first half. She had a quiet second half. Back to Vander Salmon. Stella Smith finding Granwall right side. Granwall with a nice baseline drive, gets around, steps up and under, cannot get the shot to go. Rebound by Stanton Helms. The eighth grader puts it back up. Won't go, but gets a rebound again. Kick out. Bella Conroy for three, and that also won't go down. And finally, Unitego with a rebound. 4:15 to go in the fourth. Three good looks for Sydney, and there must have been a lid on the rim. Here's Harley Bertzel on the right side as we come up on four to go. Harley feeding down low. Raylan Parks is hammered, and she's fouled. She'll head to the line. 42-35, Sydney girls leading at Unitego at home here at SCS. And Raylan Parks will step in to shoot two. And it's worked to get her to the line in the second half. She scored most of her points there.
Yeah, unfortunate there that she just couldn't get that ball up over the front of the rim there to get the opportunity for the three-point play, but she's done a nice job at the free throw line, like you just said. Nice soft touch there.
Only one field goal. No, two field goals for her. Everything else come from the line. She's got 10 points now. And another timeout is taken by Unitego. It's a full, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. 4:08 to go in the fourth, and Sydney leads 42-37 here on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4 minutes to go in the fourth in a 42-37 ball game. And out of the timeout, Sydney's got the basketball. Some full court pressure coming here from Unitigo, and now Sydney wants to take a timeout to talk things over. So, all right, we're going to pause again 30 seconds. When we come back, this is going to be an exciting finish. They're starting to run out of timeouts here already, so we'll be back here on CDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney organizing during that timeout to handle this Unitigo press. On the right side, Bella Conroy with the floater and hits a tough one.
Yeah, tough shot there. Nice, calm, cool, collected. Just put it up and in.
Yeah, from a tough angle, too, and that gives Sydney a 44-37 lead. Tigo's got it at the top of the arc. We'll now leave one for Raylan Parks at the right low block, up and under, and couldn't get it. She thought she was fouled. No call. It's out of bounds and going.
Sydney ball.
Yeah, going back to Sydney.
Quick game reset. Both teams have two full timeouts remaining. The possession arrow goes to Unitigo.
3:35 left. Tigo trying to crawl back into this ball game. Ahead now for Sydney. They find Gronwall on the right side. Back out to Bella Conroy. Conroy with a little stutter step gets into the paint. Miley still on the bench with those four fouls, trying to buy as much time as they can, especially having the lead. Bella steps up. Long two. It's off the back of the rim. Stanton Helms with another big rebound. Kicks it out, and Sydney's got time to work with. They immediately try to go back inside, but it's tipped out of bounds by Harley Bertzel. Sydney ball.
And boy, Nayla Miley sitting in the first chair here right by the scores table, and every time there's an out-of-bounds, she's getting up like she wants to go in. You can tell she's just itching to get back out there on the court. I can't blame her.
Chloe Vandersalmen on inbounding duties. It gets kicked away there by Nika Hurlburt. I'll come back and do it again. 44-37 our score. Sydney girls leading Unitigo here in a MAC battle, a Route 7 rivalry contest. Sydney on the baseline. They'll look to get it in. They do to Stella Smith, who's in for Nayla right now. And Annika Stanton-Helms on the far side. We'll reverse it back up to Smith and to the high post. Stanton-Helms holding onto it there. 15 on the shot clock. Back off for Bella Conroy, and it goes off the back of the rim. Rebound now by Harley Bertzel in the land of the trees. Harley down the right side. Little stutter step on the baseline. Scoops one under, looking for Raylan Parks, but Gronwall steals it for Sydney. A pass ahead for Chloe Vandersalmen, the 10-footer on the right side. That's no good. Rebound for Stanton Helms, and we got a jump ball.
Going to go to Unitigo. You could see Coach Thom there as Sydney's crossing half court with both of her hands up like, hey, slow down. We have the lead. Let's run some clock.
44-37. Despite Coach's pleas, it's going to go back to Unitigo here.
And Miley's back in for the Sabres for the final 2.5.
Yeah, Nayla talked her way back in here with 2.5 to go in the fourth, right where she wants to be. To the right side for Harley Bertzel. They need some magic here on the Unitigo side. Raylan Parks pulls it back out, gets a screen. Raylan to the interior, back out to Harley Bertzel, directing traffic. Harley into the paint, dishing one off, and a left side shot here from Herbert. Won't go, and a rebound underneath by guess who? Stanton Helms. Boy, she's been tough under there. Stanton Helms. Back down the floor to Bella Conroy. Sydney going to try to take their time here. Conroy into the paint, says, no, I'll shoot it, and scores. And Conroy's got 13.
Boy, for a sophomore, I'm impressed with her game management and her just willingness to take control and take the big shot.
Makes it 46-37 with a 1:40 to go. Right side, Harley Bertzel. Spin move, Harley hits just when they need it. She's up to 6 points. But it's 46-39 with 1:33 left, and Coach Z wants a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back with the exciting finish here on CDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
46-39, Sydney girls leading Unitiga with a minute 33 left. Coach, you and I were discussing a little strategy during the break. Let's bring that up here.
So Unitiga is down by 7 points, but they've only committed two team fouls. So at some point, if you want to foul, you have to do it. So if you do it now, quickly, you try to get a steal, and then you foul as soon as it's in. When you get to under a minute and you have to foul to send them to the line, you're already at five. They're choosing to play it out, though.
Yeah, Unitiga let it go after Sydney got it in against some full court pressure. Here's Conroy, tripped up. Stanton Helms gets it and takes it in for the layup, but missed it. Had a great look, but it wouldn't fall. And Unitiga, with a minute 10, has got it, down 46-39. Harley Burtzel into the corner, finding C.J. Barber. Barber with a drive into the paint, off the glass. Oh, it hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down. Miley with a rebound back the other way for Sydney. We're under a minute to go. Miley floats one to the near side for Chloe Vandersom. Boy, she wanted to pull the trigger, but decided against it, but then gets stripped here by Unitiga. Avery James, long pass ahead, is too far in front of everybody. Out of bounds going back to Sydney.
Boy, I think if Vandersom was on the other side of the court, that thing was gone to the hoop. The only way she didn't shoot that was Coach Nikki Thom was right there saying, no, 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 don't shoot that.
Timeout taken here by Sydney. Coach and I are going to keep it here this time. With 47 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and Sydney on top 46-39. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show after this with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, but Sydney's done a really good job here.
Yeah, so quick game reset. Both teams with one timeout left. The possession arrow would go to Sydney. Again, like we were talking, there's 47 seconds left. Unity goes down seven. They've only committed two fouls. So to send Sydney to the line, you're going to have to foul three times. You might get to the point where it's the end of the game and you want to foul, but you have to take up more time because you can't just foul and send them to the line. You'd have to foul three times. So it's just a different philosophy of strategy. When do you want to commit those fouls and try to get the steal?
Yeah, it's what will Coach Z decide to do here in the Unitiga staff?
I mean, it's a three-possession game. You got the Sydney student section over there chanting that the game's kind of over, but I've seen some stranger things happen. You know, a steal here and a three or a layup, hey, we're in business.
And Unitiga's got some sharpshooters, so it would only take a couple possessions. Sydney gets it in, and they're going to step out of bounds here. Sydney pleading that Conroy was pushed right in front of the Sydney bench. Official says, no, she stepped out. Coach Thom not pleased with that. Unitiga gets it back. Some good defense.
Need a hoop here. You don't need a three.
They immediately go inside here for Harley Burtzel. Back out. Nika Hurlburt will take it inside and scores. And Nika's got five. That makes it 46-39 with 30 seconds left.
Still not fouling.
Ahead to Gronwall. Gronwall will dish it back off to Bella Conroy. They've not called this foul, and finally they do in the right corner. But valuable time coming off the clock there.
See, that's what I was talking about before. If you had fouled earlier with 1:40 left, you could be at the point here where you could just foul once, and maybe you get a steal by being super aggressive. But now they're up to three, so two more before Sydney's going to shoot. And the shot clock's off now, so Sydney can hold the ball. So now you have to foul.
22.8 seconds left. Sydney's got it, but it's kicked there by Herbert. So we'll do it again. Sydney on top 46-41.
I mean, if Unitiga gets a steal, you don't need to foul. But, like, if they inbound the ball, you have to foul. Make them take it out again.
Sydney on the baseline, looking to get it in. Boy, what a stop would do here for the Spartans' chances. And, yes, we got a call that's going to give it back to Unitiga. 5 seconds.
Oh, I think that was a quick five.
Man,
I want a close game. I'd love to see overtime, but, boy, that seemed like a quick five.
So the call goes against Sydney there, and Unitigo's got a chance. They find Avery James in the paint. First shot, no. She rushed it a little bit there, hit the front of the rim. Sydney's got a rebound. It's loose in the corner, and Unitico gets it back. Herbert tosses it up and is fouled in the paint. And she will head to the line here with 7.9 seconds left. And Sydney on top, 46-41. So some big foul shots coming here.
Yeah, but there's 8 seconds left. If she makes both of these, it's a three-point game. So one possession. But Sydney would have to take it out, and Unitico would have to foul twice before they get to shoot.
Nika at the line misses the first. Second one coming.
Unitico, you got to foul right away. If you don't get a steal on the inbounds, or if you miss and rebound, you got to foul.
Hurlburt, second shot coming, and it's good. So Hurlburt's got six, and a timeout's going to be taken. So, Coach, let's keep it right here again with 7.9 seconds left and a 46-42 ball game. Unitico's going to have to foul immediately.
Yes, so your game reset now. Sydney has one timeout left. They have the possession arrow. Unitico's going to have to foul twice to send Sydney to the line if they don't get a steal. A key thing to remember here, if I'm Coach Thom in the Sabres timeout, there was a made basket. So if I have the ball out on the baseline, the Sabres can run the baseline. You don't have to stay stationary. So I would be telling whoever my trusted player is to inbound the ball, which is a huge thing at this point in the game, hey, you can run the baseline, make a good solid pass, and if you get to four in your head, call timeout. So that way there's no panic. Hey, it's okay for me to call a timeout. I don't have to panic and throw it away. If I didn't have a timeout, I would say once you got to four in your head, throw it over half court, but throw it with some arc, because what are the chances that they're going to get it and score twice if it's way in the backcourt? Here, you got a kick.
Sydney tries to get it in. We got a kick. And so we'll come back and do it again. Some full court pressure coming from Unitico. Chloe Vandersamen inbounding the basketball. You got Conroy and Miley trying to get it in, and they find Miley. At half court, she gets it ahead to Stanton Helms. And Stanton Helms is going to dribble out at least 3 seconds there. We're down to 3 seconds left.
Yeah.
In a 46-42 ball game. And this is going to send... No, it's not the fifth. Okay, it's the fourth.
One more. That's what we were talking about before.
Just wanted to make sure as I looked up at the board.
Foul.
They go to Miley.
He said it was an inadvertent whistle. My bad. Reset it to 3.2, and they're going to play it again. It was an inadvertent whistle by the official. I like his honesty over there. He said, hey, I shouldn't have blown the whistle. I think he was anticipating the foul right away.
Yep. Yeah, because they got it into Nayla almost immediately. They're going to try to do it again, and they do. Nayla at midcourt, and she's fouled with 2 seconds left.
See, and that's what the official was anticipating before. Good basketball IQ play by Avery James there, but that's going to be her fifth. So now Miley will go to the line with two shots. It's a four-point game, so two possessions. Even if she doesn't make any in, there's 2 seconds left. So if I'm Coach Thom, we're not fouling at all. If they make a three, who cares? The game's over.
Nayla trying to put the icing on the cake, and she hits the first. 18 for Nayla. After a little bit of a slow start tonight and some foul trouble, she's really found her way and been the leader here for Sydney tonight. Second shot, Nayla, good. 19 for Nayla, 47-42. Unitico gets it in, but it's too little too late. 47-42 the final. Sydney defeats Unitico in a big-time MAC game. We'll be back with the post-game show, our three awards, and we'll wrap things up from here in Sydney tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs
and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time to Sydney High School, where the Sydney girls get a Big Mac win tonight, 47-42, here over Unitigo. We knew this was going to be a war, back and forth. The boys' game last night was a good one, and this one didn't disappoint either. We talked a lot about the energy in the gym in Unitigo last night. Great energy here, student section. Came out both sides, and not many seats left to be had. It was fun, very fun.
Yeah, and I think another thing to note, the difference there between how the boys and the MAC schedule and the girls, Sydney won't play Unitigo and the boys again.
Correct.
But Unitigo will host the Sabres down Route 7 later in the season.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see what Round 2 looks like. It's going to be fun to see you know, all these different matchups, the Delhis, the BGs. I mean, the girls' side is absolutely stacked right now, so going to be certainly a lot of fun. So for Sydney, 19 for Nayla Miley. She leads the way tonight. Bella Conroy with 13, Chloe Vandersamen with 12, and Annika Stanton-Helms with 4. The eighth grader off the bench played some huge minutes tonight for Sydney. On the other side for Unitigo, pretty balanced. 10 points for Raylan Parks, most of it, all of it in the second half. 6 points apiece for Cassidy Barber, Avery James, Nika Hurlbert, Finn Bertzel, and Harley Bertzel. They all had 6 apiece, and then 2 tonight for Gracie Tilt. So what was it about Unitigo tonight? That was it, the foul trouble, you think, that really just got to them?
Well, I think the foul trouble didn't help, but I also think that Sydney played some good defense. And then sometimes you have a night where you don't shoot the ball exceptionally well. I thought they shot it okay. But the big lapse for Unitigo was the second quarter. They were outscored 14-6.
Yeah,
that's
that
the
did
difference.
It. Yeah.
First quarter, it's 12-8 Unitigo. They have the lead. Third quarter, it's 15-13 Sydney won. The fourth quarter, Unitigo won 11-10. The difference was the second quarter. Was that because Unitigo had 2 starters that were on the bench with the 2 fouls? I think they still got some good looks. They just didn't shoot the ball well in that second quarter. So you got to play a complete game, and that second quarter really hurt the Spartans tonight.
Let's get into our 3 awards here tonight. First off, we will have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. Our NBT Bank Outstanding Award winner tonight will be Bella Conroy. 13 points, hit some big buckets when they really needed it tonight.
Yeah, I thought she's like the coach on the floor, the person in charge out there, the point guard. I thought she did a really nice job. And in crunch time when they needed some hoops and when Miley wasn't on the floor, she stepped up. Only a sophomore. I remember her last year. I think she's got a bright future here for the Sabres.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. You can visit MorabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Raylan Parks here. Tough night for her with the foul trouble, but 10 points. Really did a good job on the interior, battling against some of Sydney's bigs, as we talked about, very difficult to guard Nayla Miley. But Raylan, a bright future. She's had a great season so far. I expect good things out of her for the rest of her career.
Yeah, she did a good job. I really would like to see this matchup the next time. and see if she can stay out of foul trouble, like how much of a difference that makes. But I thought she played a really good second half and tried to do everything she could to help the Spartans come out with a win.
Finally tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford All-Purpose Award. JM is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and you can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. And we want to go Nayla Miley tonight. Did a little bit of everything, fought through the foul trouble, was great on the glass, finishes with 19 points, brought the ball up against some of the pressure that Unitiga was applying. Just another great performance from Nayla Miley.
Yeah, I'm impressed. That was the first time I got to see her play this year. I think she's improved a lot since I saw her last year, and I just was impressed. She has an all-around game. And I thought she had some key rebounds, some key baskets. She's a difficult matchup like we talked about during the game. So congratulations to her and her team. And like you said, I think it's going to be interesting coming down the stretch here. There's a lot of really good teams in the MAC on the girls' side. So I think your objective as a girls' team in the MAC is we need to find a way to get in the top four and then see how it happens.
Yeah, get in the top four, and then anything can happen from there. BG's still undefeated. Delhi takes down Walton Downsville tonight. There's some big, big games coming. I can't wait to see, you know, Delhi versus Sydney and Unitigo versus BG and BG versus Delhi. Those core teams, I think, in the top of the standings right now, certainly going to be a lot of fun. And then there's some teams that I just think, you know, could be sneaky and knock somebody off. I know Harpersville struggled the other night against BG, but they got some pieces. Afton is much improved. You can never count out Green with some of the players that they have. So, Unadilla Valley can be scrappy. It's a tough league.
And then the other thing, because the girls play home and home, they play each other twice, it's imperative that you defend your home court.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could say, gee, it was a close game tonight. Sydney won. Well, they were at their home court. They had their crowd. It was their familiar surroundings. They did what they were supposed to do. The difference of who's 1, 2, 3, or 4 could be who wins on the road at some of those other key contests.
Yeah, huge, huge for the MAC standings if you can pick up some of these wins and not be chasing down the stretch, that's for sure. So, all right, Coach, that's going to do it. Always appreciate it. We'll see you next week or wherever we end up next. If you're always wondering what games we might be doing next, you can go to natelull.com. Right on the home screen, I have Nate's radio schedule. You click that tab, it'll show you where we're going next. We have Oneonta Boys in Norwich next week, and we have a great one coming on the 17th, Cooperstown Boys against Oneonta on a Saturday night up at Hartwick College. Two of the best teams in the area. Really excited for that.
At Lambros Arena, too.
Should be
fun. Yes. Get there early. Get yourself a good seat.
I believe Hartwick men and women are playing in the afternoon, and then the nightcap is the high school game. So with tight parking up there, try to get up there and find a spot, and don't leave it to the last.
Yeah, and if you're a basketball junkie, you could get three games in.
Yeah, all three. Great of Hartwick to host that game as well. I was talking to them today, and they were like, yep, we're glad to have it and hoping for a big crowd. So, all right, that's going to do it. A big thank you to Craig Stevens. He was our producer tonight doing a little overtime work, so a huge thank you to Craig. Jim will be back with us next week. But, again, final score here tonight, Sydney girls defeat Unitigo 47-42 for a MAC victory at home. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
Classic hits and today's best music. WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. And in Norwich at 92.3 FM.